I had this interesting conversation today. I was going for a little walk with some of my young ones, and I was going a bit out of Edgeway, and then I walked past on this left hand side. I was going this really dodgy house with this really dodgy front garden. Half car, car engines and broken things and really dodgy thing. It was like having a bit of a bonfire there as well. And then comes this fellow, comes out with his white hair and a ponytail and this really interesting kind of shirt and this even more interesting kind of, I think it was trousers. And he comes out and I was innocently just trying to walk past. I really only wanted to walk past with my kids. And I was in it really, really. And then he comes. I could see that he wanted to have some conversation with me. And then he goes up to me and he says, "You." And then I say, "Oh no!" So I hold my kid's hands very, very tight. And then he says, "Yeah." He says, "Oh, you see me Polish man." I said, "Yeah, very nice, great, very good." Baruch Hashem, really happy. He says, "Me got flag here, Polish flag." And indeed, you could see there was like this flag. I didn't notice in front, it was like this flag, Polish flag. "Oh, great." I said, "That's really happy you have got this Polish flag here. Thanks for pointing it out to me. Thank you very much." And I was holding my kid's hand right as I was walking past. He said, "You Jew? You Jewish man?" I say, "Yeah, actually, yes." And he says, "Oh, good, good. This Polish," he says, "this here, my front garden Polish, but all this Jewish area, this Jewish." I say, "Okay." "Have a nice day." And I say, "Me tell you Jewish, because you allowed to carry here." I said, "What? You allowed to carry here?" I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yeah, look, look." And then he points out, and here you go. Yes, indeed. This was the end of the day. I could see clearly. And then he says, "Oh, Brad, me Polish, me look after the string. Me look after the string. Me make sure you lad carries." Yes. Yeah, me make sure. And he took a point to that. It was this. This is the end. I'll tell you exactly where it is. He said, and he took a point. You could see that. And then he said, me cut. Pardon?
Where was this house?
I'll tell you exactly where it is. I think it's called Stonyfield Park. You carry on. I'll tell you how I got there. You know the park after United?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's that park called?
Stonyfield.
Okay. At the end of it, when you go to the left, the pond kind of area, yeah, you carry on there. There's a little path, and then you go under two bridges. Do you know where I am? I've never been there. I've only been living in Edgeworth for 10, 12 years. First time I was there today, you go past two
trains.
Yeah, under the train. Okay, at the end, you reach like a kind of like garage or whatever.
Yeah.
You go left. There's another playground there. Okay, you carry on left. I've never been there before. And then that's on the left. You won't miss the Polish flag. You won't miss him. You won't miss him. He's taking charge of the A over there. So, he told me that me sometimes cut trees. Me cut trees. And he was right. Like, I could see that the branches were overgrowing. We'll talk about that still. If the branches are overgrowing onto the A over there, that's no good. But Baruch Hashem, we've got somebody looking after this, Baruch Hashem. So the Eva, I wasn't sure. I always knew it was on the rabbinical authority. We can see that, Baruch Hashem, they have extended the rabbinical authority lately. So, Baruch Hashem. So, yeah, it was good to know that we are looked after, Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Do you know where it is? Okay. Do you know Stonyfield Park? The pond? Okay, you carry on there, under the bridge. Pardon? Yeah, but over there, no, it must be that it's like, do you know what, I don't have the map with me today, but I think I... Yes, it's Mamash. Do you know where it is? It's actually behind, it's just behind the petrol station. It's not far from the petrol station.
The Shell garage.
Yeah, it's not far from there. Yeah, it's not far from there, yeah.
That's much further than the end of the United. That's
Yeah, but probably they, I don't know why they, we have to get, I don't have the map, I forgot to bring the map with me.
Yeah, because that's where it borders.
That's for, yeah.
That's the end.
A string, two strings, yeah. Yeah.
The KFC petrol station, yeah, yeah. Not the A1,
The end of the A41.
It's not far from Apex Corner. It's actually, but yeah, it's quite close.
Just before Apex Corner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Poles being looked after.
Poetry, yeah. Yes, very good, very good. Yeah, okay. Okay, Rabbi says, Simon Shin und Ches, we'll be learning tonight, Sifud Beis, Sifud Gimel, Sifud Dalet. And will this will complete the discussion of Kaf Fifois, Bezer Hashem. Okay, so Sifud Beis tells us the following. It reminds me of one of the stadium that was mentioned. Did you mention it was there's a cover that is a stadium that is covered? Did you mention that it was something is covered? Wimbledon is covered?
Can,
yeah. Okay. Good. So that's
Wimbledon has a roof.
It can cover it.
Press a button. It covers it up.
Okay. So okay. So now the question is as follows. Imagine, I don't know how large the area is, but imagine Wimbledon. You said.
Wembley,
okay. Imagine it is 70 amas on 70 amas, which is likely to be, and therefore it's going to be Sosaim, and therefore it's going to be a Kafir. So if that's the case, I don't know the sizes, but if it is Yosim Sosaim, it will be a halacha of a Kafir, and therefore, although it's a Shus Yochid, but you won't be allowed to carry within the area, because it's no Huk of Ladira. I don't think anybody lives there, right? In a stadium, people won't live there. There probably are people who want to live there, but it's not really residential. So now the question is, if that's the case, so it's a kaf of shaloi huk of ladir, and therefore it's also to carry. Now, the question is, does it make a difference the fact that it is covered and there's a roof there? Does that make a difference or not? And that's if you'd base telling us the following halacha. Kafif, a kafif, base shloisha soin, vekeira, Mimenu Beis Sos. So we're talking about a Kafaf now, which is not just Sosaim, but is actually a lot bigger than that. We're talking about three Soin. So it's a third bigger than that, than the minimum required share. Vekeiro Mimenu Beis Sos. So you've got three Sos. Again, a Kafaf, which is more than Sosaim, which means two Sos, is also. This one is not just two Sos, but it's actually three Sos. But out of the three Sos size, one of the three sign is roofed, is covered. The halacha is mutter afilim akiroi meshupa mutter. It is allowed, it is permitted to carry within the area, even if the roof, the ceiling is meshupa is slanty. So this is a very important halacha that we're learning, that if the kafef, which is bigger than sosaim, if that is covered, and the covered area makes it that you don't have a sosaim of uncovered area, so therefore the halach is going to be allowed to carry that. So Brent Cross, I don't think is a good example, but somebody asked, why is Brent Cross, what's the halach of carrying in Brent Cross on Shabbos? In actual, so here you've got it black and white, that if it's covered, it will never be covered. It's much more than Sosaim. It's I don't know how many square meters, it's probably square miles. I mean, it must be square miles, Brent Cross Shopping Center. So the area which is covered will not become a kafif. And in fact, not only that, but if you've got an area which is covered and a part which is not covered, if the uncovered area is less than Sosaim, then the halacha is that's not going to be din of a kafif. Hence, Wimbledon, if the uncovered area is less than Sosaim, it won't become a kafif, the entire area. Even if the kirish meshupa, even if it's slanty, which is a chiddush, because normally we only say pitikro yoyid v'soisem, if it is a straight roof, but here we're saying that even if it's slanty, he will make it into non-kafif.
If
this
is the din of kafif, it automatically becomes precious yachid?
Indeed. No, it's not karmelitz anymore, it will be regular precious yachid. So again, the way it works is that if it's enclosed, really it should be precious yachid. Chachomim have established a gzera to make into a karmelitz, if it's yoisim sosaim. It's a special gzera, which makes it like a karmelitz. But if that gzera doesn't apply, then we go back to its initial halacha, which is like Rosh Hashanah.
Why does the roofing of a place take away the gzera?
Very good question. Mishneh Berurah addressed that question. Very good. The Mishneh Berurah answered the question, and he says, because it goes with the rule of Tikra Yered V'Soisem, and it is therefore not comparable to a. It's too close to Rosh Hashanah, and it doesn't resemble anymore a Karfef. It's not, and therefore it's going to be you're allowed to carry them. Sif Yud Gimel tells us Karfef based Sosaim Metzumtzum. If you've got a Karfef based Sosaim, which is exactly Sosaim Metzumtzum, exactly. Vechotzer Shenifritzu B'Meluim Zelizeh, and you've got a Chotzer. A courtyard which is adjoining it, and it's opening up to the kafef. Hakafef also the kafef is also mipnei shamok mechitza meyatroi finasi yosel sosaim. Okay, without much discussion, we may as well just point to picture number 47, which is exactly describing Sif Yud Gimel according to the Mishnah Berurah's understanding. So what have we got over here? What have we got? What have we got? We have got a karfef which is next to a chotzer. The karfef is exactly so a sime or less. And the karfef really would be, I think that's an important point which is perhaps missing on the picture. The karfef which lessens, what's the halacha of a karfef which lessens so a sime? A small karfef. What's the halacha? A small enclosed area you're allowed to carry within it. Yeah. So if you look at the karfef, which is the grey area, it's less than sosaim. And therefore the halacha really should be, you can carry that. However, this one is an unfortunate karfef, because it's open up into a chotzer. Together, the space area is more than sosaim. So now, the karfef plus the chotzer is bigger than a sosaim. The halacha is what?
Can't carry.
You can't carry. And here we go. That's picture number 47. You've got a karfef adjoining a chotzer. The halacha is, you may not carry. Can I just read the laws of Shulchan Aruch again, just to get that clear? Karfef based on sime, a tzumtzum. If you've got a karfef, which is exactly based on sime, or less. V'chotzer, and a chotzer, shenifritzu b'miloyam, zelezeh, which is opened up, nifritzu, which is opened up to each other completely. In other words, it's open up. There's an opening, a wide opening between the kafef and the chotzer, between the kafef and the courtyard. Ha kafef also, you may not carry within the kafef. Mipnei, because she mokem amachitza, the mokem amachitza, miyatroi, v'nasa yoisel al sosaim, miyatroi means it, loshen of yitu, space, it spaces, it opens it up. V'nasa yoisel al sosaim, it now becomes greater than sosaim. It's completely open up, and you look at it as one big, large unit, and consequently, you won't be allowed to carry in that. Yeah. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the Chiddush must be. Can you see? I just want to point out that the Mishnah Berurah makes a point that we've got over here. Can you see the two sides of here, which is Gimel Tfachim, this extra additional squares over there, additions? Mishnah Berurah says, even in such a case, that's the chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, that he must have those pieces, otherwise it's obvious. So even when there is those additions, the halacha is going to be like that, and that everything opens up and becomes also, both the karfef and the chotzer becomes also to carry. We're ready for Sif Yud Dalet. Karfef yoisem el sosaim. A karfef which is large in sosaim, shaloi hukav ledira, which is not hukav, not surrounded for residential reasons, for Pesach, the Pesach boy Pesach, and he made an opening. He opened up the fourth wall. He opened it up. V'osam mechitza lefonov, yoisem ha'asora, and he made the mechitza there, which is v'osam mechitza lefonov, yoisem ha'asora, larger than 10. V'uter alidei mechitza zu, she'al yodei abot le mechitza rishoyne shlo yisra l'shem direv, ach yechnof le mechitza rishoyne choyzer yisra. The Loshnavi is very confusing. So let us see how the Mishnah explains this, because words of Shulchan Aruch are a little confusing, perhaps, of this. If Kodem Tzad Yizayim, third wide line. Pesach v'Pesach. Aloshoin megum gom k'tzas. The words of the Shulchan Aruch are a little bit confusing. Uv'mekoyer hadvorim, and in the source of this halacha, v'yishoyrim, mevuah b'yoyset is explained a little bit better. Sheis mech shloishok solim. What happened over here was, he had three walls, Shloisuk Solim, Besoyf Koisel Besoy, at the end of his own house, the Koisel Besoy, and the wall of his own house, Hayakos Le'Revi was the fourth wall. So can you look at picture number 49? Imagine, can you see there's a house over here, which is in front of a kafif. There's three walls, but imagine where it says Mokam HaMechitza, there's a fourth wall over there. So you've got four walls. I mean, I know the fourth wall is not existing there, but just imagine there's a fourth wall there for a moment. So you've got one wall where there's door is. There's two doors on his right, there's two walls, one on his right and one on his left. And then opposite it, where it says Mokam HaMechitza, over there there's a fourth wall. So he had four walls, and one of the walls had the opening to his own house. Uvayosa Pesach, and he made an opening to from his own house into the kafif. Vezeu shekosam mechabe Pesach by Pesach, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch means by saying he made an opening from his house. Ela only shalei Pesach haPesach, he only made his opening like acha hakofa shel aksolim. He only made his opening after he had surrounded all the four walls. He only made the opening after that. To loy mihani, that will not work. You cannot make four walls, and after making the fourth wall, you make a door, an opening from your house. That would be considered kafef shloihu kafledira. That's no good. And therefore, what he did is he made the extra additional mechitza, made a new wall. The hashta now have a kofa lacha psicha. Now this is considered a hakofa, a surrounding after the psicha, after opening up the door, and that would be all right. And additionally, we learn over there to come mechitza chadosha with an additional fence as well, additional wall as well. Also Pesach, he made an entrance there. Kedeshucha leilich v'leshtamish b'fnei ha-kafef. He made an extra wall over there that would allow him to go into the kafef. V'chenu gam kavonos ha-mechaba, and that's the meaning of the mechaba. Sivkot and tzadikhes, v'osa mechitza lefono b'fnim, and he made the mechitza internally. From the wall. Yeah, so what's happening over here is that this person over here made an opening from his it was his house, and there was four walls around it, which surrounded the kafef. He made a Pesach from his house into the kafef. That's not, it wouldn't work, because that's considered a kaf of shaloi huk of ladira. He's only made the opening afterwards, and therefore it's considered a kaf of shaloi huk of ladira. If he now opens up the back, and where the mechitza was, he made an opening, so that is, that, and that's fine now, because he makes now a new mechitza, he'll make a new mechitza, and now it's going to be considered a kaf of shaloi huk of ladira, and that's sufficient. So let's go to the words of Shulchan Aruch again, just to get this clear. Kafef yoisim beisosaim. If you had a kafef which was greater than sosaim, shaloi huk of ledira, which was not huk of ledira, v'pasach by pesach, and he made an opening into the kafef, v'also mechitza lefonov, and he made a chitza in front of that, in order to allow to carry the kafef, yoisim asoro, larger than asoro tfochim, v'hutra alidem mechitza zu, and by doing that, he allowed, that mechitza now allowed him to carry in the area. Shal yodeo botla mechitza rishoyna, because through that new mechitza, the old mechitza is cancelled, and the new mechitza is considered huk of ledira, and therefore he's allowed to carry there. Shal yodeo botla mechitza rishoyna, shal yodeo shal ledira. So the first mechitza is now cancelled, and the second mechitza is the one that really counts. Ve'achach nofla mechitza rishoyna, and now the second mechitza broke down. Choyzele yisira becomes also again. Sef kotten kuf. In Kuf Aleph Mishnebura, Ferkach Noflov, Wadin, Mi Pilo Biodaim. And similarly, also, if he would break down the Mechitza with his hand, it makes no difference. Kedelis Mecha Mechitza Yeshoino, Kam Kilomani, that won't help. Choizeli Suroi, Veloyam Rinon, Kivin Shakaf, if Hutta Pam Achas, Eni Choizeli Suroi. We will not say, since the Kaf was Mutta at one point, he now will not return back to its Issa. We don't say that. But rather, since now we're relying again on the walls, which makes no kufladira, so that itself, now that wall is the one that we're relying on again, so that makes it also again, it doesn't help the fact that there was a wall at one point, which made no kufladira, that won't help. If now the current wall is one which is loy kufladira, that will remain a problem, and we don't look at the fact that it was at one point the mechitza which helped, that won't help. Okay, so Rabbi says, so again, can I just summarize this halacha? It's an interesting halacha over here. So looking at picture 49. We've got over here a house which has, just look at the kafif, the gray shaded area for a moment, and imagine there is four walls around the Kafef, where it says Mokom HaMechitza, we look at that as well as being a wall. So there's four walls. He now, this gentleman now, made a door from his house into the Kafef, which wasn't existing beforehand. We're looking at it and we say, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. This entrance into the Kafef will not help because it's considered Kafef Shalohuk Vladira. Because he made the walls and afterwards the openings. It's not good enough. But that's what this gentleman did. So now what he did is he broke down the mechitza, which is Mokom HaMechitza. He broke down that wall in order to make a new mechitza. And that works. If he now made a new mechitza, so that's excellent. Because now it becomes Kafef Shehukef Ledira. Because he made a new mechitza. If that additional mechitza now goes down, breaks down, either by mistake or by intention, that mechitza goes down, then it becomes also again, because we have to rely back on the mechitza which was there initially, and that's not good mechitza, so therefore that remains a problem. So we won't say that since at one point it was a good mechitza. There is a mechitza. But he made another mechitza. Yes, it's two mechitzas. He made two mechitzas. It was one initial mechitza. That mechitza is no good. Right. He made a second. Yeah. So that's what he says. But also mechitza lefonov. He made an additional mechitza. No, he made lefonov in front of it. Yes. More than feet fochim in between. So it's not bottled to the first. So the new one fell down. Yes. So that, we're not looking at it. So we said that's a problem. It's back a problem again. Good. So that's the halach of Sifu Dalet. Yeah. And that's it for this evening, and we'll continue Be'ez Hashem from Simon Shin Nun Tes Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. I wish you a good evening.